Houston. Here is WB2PQR.
WB2PQR, please copy KF2WR. Andy and Woodbridge. Hey, how are you?
Hey, so Andy. Hold on 1 second. My sister-in-law is here from England, and she has my fat. So that's why I haven't been getting on. Now I'm going to get on a little bit and see what's doing. Other than that, not much new over here. Other than I picked up a new radio. I picked up a 706. So hopefully I'll get that in the car and I can get it back on the low bands again.
Ah, good deal. Good deal. So were you showing visitors around the great sights of our fair city?
She's been here for quite a while. She was here and she got married and she went to England and back and forth. It's interesting. She had an operation on her foot, on one of her toes, and the English doctors butchered it. So she had to come here and get to an American doctor, and he had to fix it up, put an implant in. And the implant was good, but there was still problems, so she had to come back here again and get it fixed up. So, but, you know, when they do any work on your foot, you're supposed to do it, whatever you've done, gotta do. You do it from the top of the foot rather than from the bottom, because if you're on the bottom, you gotta walk, and it's never gonna heal right. So the idiot did it from the bottom. So this guy had to just to reconstruct everything that the guy fouled up.
Man, that just sounds brutally painful.
That it is. No, and what gets worse is you end up having to take painkilling pills, and then you get hooked on the painkilling pills, and then when your foot is better, then you got to go through the through detox.
Wow, that just sounds brutal. I have a lot of problems with a plantar fasciitis, which is like a tendonitis in my feet. I've been through 3 operations, no help. And now it's open a 4th operation, and I can't even get the better than 50% chance out of the guy that it'll help, so I'm just reluctant.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So you still doing any more work on your airplane?
Yeah, for sure. It's up there. I got up extra early this morning. I'm on vacation right now. And I got up about 7 o'clock this morning. I checked the wind speeds last night before going to bed. And I seen this morning was going to be real low wind. I built a new one. It's sort of an acrobatic plane I built. I took that up there this morning, put it through the paces. I'm an okay pilot. I'm not a good pilot by any means like the guys up there. But I'm holding my own.
There's a lot of retirees over there who are
flying around. In fact, we got one fella up there, he's 92 years old, and he flies 1/3 scale, which is really big plane. And the guy's just a phenomenal pilot. He was a World War I or World War II fighter pilot, the whole 9 yards. And now he's just enjoying himself in his 90s. He don't like to prop the plane, though, to start it, because he's big when you got to prop it by hand to start it. He always asks somebody to do that, because he says his reflexes aren't good enough. But you can understand that, being over 90.
Bless him, God bless him. I know what you're talking about. When I went over here at Floyd Bennett Field, there was a lot of guys. One guy there was flying. It was a pilot in a B-24 with a radar during World War II. And now he comes and... and he enjoys himself and along with the other guys. And then you look at the jets over there compared to the other small stuff and all the little stuff compared to these things. It's humongous. One guy, he put the model on the top of his car because it was so huge. He took the wings off, put it in the back of the car, and the fuselage was sitting on top of his car tied down. And then when he got it, he just took it off, put it back together, and bingo, away he goes. But if you put the wings on, you know, it's almost as big as the car.
Yeah, there's no way you can transport these things with all in one piece. You know, the wings, some wings come off in two sections from a single section wing, but there's no real way you can transport them. And I got a big Toyota truck too, and I try to fit two planes in it and all the gear and the apparatus. Yeah, you just got to make it all fit. But I'm telling you, Abe, I'm having a ball with this hobby. It's so much fun. It's a whole new learning curve.
KX2WR, WB2PQR, FA2IRT, Repeater Transit Club. Anybody who would like to join us, feel free to break in. We do this every Thursday at 8 o'clock, and it's open to anything you would like to talk about. And, very good, very good. Yeah, you know you end up having a dose. You got a truck. Why don't you just get yourself a trailer and have set up the trailer just for the plane? So you just take it, hook it up to the trailer, and bingo, away you go. And put it back and forth. I used to fly those things. I got my hobby here, ham radio, collecting the radio gear. I don't want to start all over again. Maybe eventually I will once I get rid of a lot of the gear I have.
KB2VEQ, check it in.
KB2VEQ, hey pal, hoy. Well, keep it going with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Andy, and hello there, Abe. I just checked in, so I didn't hear it. Heard the last of what you were saying, and I guess the middle of what Abe was saying. And I'm doing well here. Only have a couple of minutes to check in. I got a meeting as soon as this guy comes across the bridge from Co-op City. So I'll just be in and out as we go along through the evening, and wish everyone well, and that's all I have to say for right now, and after I get the gist of the conversation, I'll be able to join in better. KB2VEQ, whose call sign am I giving it over? Anyway, over to net control.
I guess I got it for now. No, we're just talking about model airplanes. That's what we started out with right now. And not to redo other hobbies and what have you. I just don't want to start all over again. I might get some software or something and make it on the computer and try it out on the computer first. But I still think, once you get if you do that, you got to go all the way and you got to put a camera in so you can really do the thing right. Then once you get that, then you end up having to hook up, put GPS in there so it'll come back and land itself. There's no end to it. No end. KF2WR in the group, WB2PQR.
WB2PQR, KF2WR. Yeah, Abe, it's like ham radio. There's so many different avenues you can go down. Ham radio, you can go down digital, you can go down satellite, you can go down low bands, 2 meter, 440, you can go microwave, you can go powered from, wind. There's so many different avenues here, just like this other hobby. But you said the computer, what's really cool is, before you even try to fly one of these things, they have a simulator, it's on the computer. Why wreck a plane? You sit there with the actual control, and just fly it on the computer over and over, and build up that muscle memory, and that is a big help when you get out there in the real world.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something. With the computer program, do they have an actual controller that you hook up USB-wise to your computer?
It's correct. They have one that is looks just like a regular controller, or the one I'm using now is my regular controller, the actual radio I use to control the aircraft. I plug it in, and it plugs USB right into the computer. And I get to pick all different kind of models, helicopters, airplanes, seaplanes, and all that stuff, and just fly it on the computer.
That's what you thought. That's what I thought. Very interesting. I never flew RC. Most of the stuff that I flew were U-Control, and, the biggest one I flew U-Control was double-engined. That was a long, long time ago. And let me tell you something, those double-engined and U-Control, let me tell you something, they are very, very heavy. When you're going around in circles, you need two hands, basically, to hold it, because the centrifugal force of those engines are really pulling you out. Okay, Val, so we're going to use it like that. Anything? KB2BQ, WB2PQR in the group. Well, I guess he's out. So, Andy, very good. Yeah, I went to a flea market. I picked up one of the last Gonsant radios that Gonsant made.
I don't know if you guys heard my last transmission come back.
Before we heard nothing.
Okay, I was trying to maneuver with the HT, but I had to come back to the base. I was just saying, I have a little Styrofoam remote control plane. I guess it didn't cost much. I took it out of the box and never used it. So I'm looking forward to doing that when I have a little more time. But I used to see those over in Floyd Bennett Field all the time. Those guys went from like small 2-footers to about 6-foot models over there. They're really into that hobby.
Val, be careful when you take that out of the box. You're going to be opening Pandora's box.
That's right. You're talking about trying to get hooked on it, huh? Well, we'll see how that goes. I guess I have to get started first. But I took it out of the box, and that was as far as it goes. But I'm going to promise myself that I will operate it soon before the weather gets too bad.
Watch the wind, make sure there's no, if there's wind, it's a straight, steady wind. This makes it easy to land.
Yeah, roger that. I think they recommend it on the box, not a windy day. And they put a little strip of plastic that you're supposed to put on, I guess, the antenna and check the wind before you take off. So, you know, they said basically with no wind. So trying to find one of those kind of days during the fall is a little tough. Back over to you, PQR, KB2VEQ.
Yeah, Val, very good. I was going to say, if you haven't been to Floyd Bennett Field recently, you ought to go. Right now, these guys are into jets, and the 1/3 scale, forget about it. It's you're talking about a drone. You're talking about a military drone that these guys have. And, yeah, that's why I don't want to open Pandora's box and start. Well, if you go to Floyd Bennett Field, you can probably go and, if you know somebody over there, you can probably go fly one of those little things in the, in one of the old hangars, where you don't really have to worry too much about anything, you know, with wind or anything. Everything's clear.
Yeah, they have a whole new breed called park flyers that are designed for indoor, like basketball courts and stuff. They're really super light. They have super tiny batteries and these little tiny servos. And you can't fly them outside. The wind will just blow them away. But indoors, they're incredibly fun to fly.
That's for sure. I tell you, I guess I heard the thing in the newspaper, the Daily News, about these helicopter guys who are somewhere near Neptune Avenue or what have you. They fly their helicopters over there.
They're expensive. I'm watching these guys with these helicopters. They're like $3,000 a pop, these things. They do unbelievable maneuvers with them. But it's a lot of money, man. $3,000 is a lot of money to flip it upside down and have it hit the ground. It's like taking your favorite rig and throwing it out the window. KF2WR.
Or a nice car that you're playing around with.
So, Val, how are things, man? How's your retirement going? What's going on? Anything new?
Yeah, he's going to be going in and out. I guess this is one of the outs.
I was curious if he got to that place with the camping. But I didn't get to camp all season.
What, do you go out camping?
So I think we'll do it our next field day, actually, a camping trip. We'll do it overnight or somewhere. Just take everything up and set it up and sit there and, in the tents in the wilderness and do it.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing, because you know you can go, you can set yourself up to go camping at Floyd Bennett Field.
No kidding, they allow it there? I guess it's a public park. I mean, that's federal, right?
Nope, it's not federal, it's a state city, Gateway National Park. And you call them up, you tell them when you want, and they have a certain area over there that you in fact, right where Floyd Bennett Field, where they have the airplanes all the way in the back, you can bring your canoe, you can go canoeing over there, and you can also go camping at night. You just tell them, and they'll give you dates, and if it can be arranged, you go in there. And you're in an urban environment. It's unbelievable, because once you're in there, you would swear you're not in the city.
Well, that's pretty funny, man. Yeah. Just to get lost back there. You know, I did the pouch camp in Staten Island. And, you know, I grew up on Staten Island and knew it very well. It wasn't until a few years ago I had the opportunity to go camping in pouch camp. And once you're in that camp, that Boy Scout camp, you would never think you were in the confines of New York City. You would just never think it.
That's exactly right. KF2WR, WD2PQR. PYRT, Ham Radio Club for the New York City Transit. And every Thursday we gather here talking about whatever you like. And yeah, that's exactly what you in Floyd Bennett Field too. It's if you don't like it or whatever, you just pick yourself up and go home. You're home in 10 minutes.
Yeah, nothing like camping with the sounds of sirens in the background and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know about Fairway, the supermarket in Brooklyn?
I've heard of it. What's to know?
Okay, what's to know? The place is fantastic if you want to go eat something. They have a restaurant in the back that you can go outside and overlooks the harbor. They got three trolleys over there that is now defunct that they were going to use to go to downtown Brooklyn. But when you're sitting there, you're overlooking the harbor, you're overlooking Lady Liberty, you can have your lunch, you find your lunch, you can sit outside, and you would swear you're out of the city. It is so soothing and relaxing.
Yeah, it's an environment we all need once in a while. I just got back. I was down the beach for a whole week. I just got back about 2 days ago. And, yeah, you got to get out of that environment every once in a while just to recharge your brain cells.
Anybody else would like to join us?
So, Charlie 2, Oscar, Sierra, Romeo.
It's all yours.
T2 OSR.
Go ahead, OSR. Name here is Andy. We're on here with Abe. Go ahead.
And Abe, it's Sam, Simon, Adam, Mary. I'm in Chatham, New Jersey. Chatham, New Jersey, 25 miles west of New York City, 8 miles east of Morristown. I am about half a mile from the Morrison Essex line of New Jersey Transit. Back to you.
And I think I just had lunch in Chatham, New Jersey yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I was in Summit visiting someone, and we went for lunch in Chatham. Well, fine business, Sam. This is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Everybody's welcome. And we're just running a Thursday night. We just kicked the ball around a little bit. But always welcome. Nice to make your acquaintance. And with that, I'll pass it over to Abe so he can give his hello. WP2PQR from KF2WR and K2IRT Group.
Alright, Sam, very good. Glad to meet your acquaintance. You're welcome to join every Thursday here. Wonder what kind of radio equipment you're using here. And I tell you what, lately I've been listening in on 29.6, and 6 years has been open, and so has 10. And it's been open like for all day. I got an HD MT-1000. that I got on 10 meter FM. And let me tell you, they're really barreling in here. So I wonder what kind of equipment you're using, Sam. We're located here in Brooklyn, down in Bensonhurst area.
This is Abe. I didn't catch your call. The call here is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Sierra Romeo. And I'm in Chatham. I'm running a Kenwood PMG 707A into a Diamond X50, which is up about 30 feet on top of the house. And that's it. So, and I'm curious, Andy, what restaurant you were in beautiful Chatham last night. Back to you.
Yes, Sam, it was a rather large deli, for lack of a better term. Had great sandwiches, great hot plates. We had a fantastic lunch there. Two tables outside and something inside.
In a red brick building across from the firehouse?
I believe so. It was my first time there. It was pretty good, actually.
Guy by the name of Darren wait on you?
I don't recall that. It was lunchtime. It was crowded.
Okay, fine business. I just had an email pop in. I got answers. It looks like it needs some immediate attention. So I'm going to throw it back to you guys. This is KC2R. I'll be listening.
Business, man. Well, hey, what else is new? What else rock and rolls in your neck of the woods there?
Hey, Sam, just again, anytime you want, we'll leave a little space for you. The name here is Abel Baker Echo. William Baker 2, Panama, Quebec, Romeo, WB2BQR. No, not much. Running around. Let me tell you something. Since I retired, I'm doing more work running around. Now I had some stuff done on the front of the house, and now the water puddles up, so I got to, on the porch, I got to drill a hole. I got a hole from a friend of mine. I got his hammer drill, so I got to drill through some bricks. So the water will go out rather than go in front of the house. Had an awning put on. There's always something going on. And, yeah, I picked up some 6 meter gear. And I picked up a Q5er, an Arc 5 Q5er, you know, to 1.9 to 500. KC, so use it as an IS, something to play around with. I've got a couple other little toys here and there, a Motorola amplified speaker that I just want to hook up and just use it, you know, when you really want some audio coming out. Other than that, nothing new. Hitting a couple of flea markets. In fact, there's a nice one coming up in Long Island on Limewark this weekend. I'll probably hit that one. KF2WR, Andy, WB2PQR in the group.
My business, Abe. You know, it sounds like a lot of you guys in retirement, you, Logie and Val, are actually doing way more work retired than you were back at the ranch. That's pretty frightening.
Yeah, the thing is, when you're working, you can, when you come home, you can always tell your wife or whatever and say, listen, I'm tired, I had a hard day's work. You can't say that much, too much over here.
Yeah, the time frame is different, you know. The whole difference is, you know, under the gun as much. But I look forward to the day. I got another few years to go yet.
How's things over at 53rd Street? Any new over there? I've been out of the loop for quite a while, but, you know, with all the cutbacks and everything else, and now they're going to hit everybody with a, you know, the Verrazano Bridge now is going to be $13 for somebody who doesn't have a heat pass.
I heard an interesting statistic today, as a matter of fact, that in 2008, the Verrazano Bridge was pulling 190,000 cars a day over that bridge. And now, with the new toll and, of course, increased usage, that bridge is going to pull in just about $2.5 million a day, is what that thing generates. And that's only one bridge. You know, you've seen the Whitestone Bridge and the Triborough Bridge and all those bridges during rush hour. Man, that's a lot of money. I'd like to know where it all goes.
that they can manipulate figures. They're probably going to say it all goes to for the people working there and for retirees and everything else, which I think is a quack. But the thing is, it's really ridiculous. I mean, for all that money, from now on, you know, I got Easy Pass, it's only going to be a couple of pennies more. But for somebody who is in, like, in Brooklyn or Manhattan or what have you, they're not going to take the Verrazano anymore. They're just going to, they're going to add a half hour to their trip wherever they want to go. They're going to go through Manhattan where they pay nothing.
Yeah, I was commuting from my house here in Woodbridge, which I'm only 4 miles from Staten Island. I used to commute from here to 38th Street Yard, Brooklyn. It was $20 a day in toll. That's a lot of money to only go 25 miles.
That's right. And they keep, and it's very nice of them to do it after the election.
That wasn't planned.
It's like Mayor Bloomberg says, I'm going to vote for to reinstate the two-term limits. Meanwhile, he's the one who did it for himself. Now, he's got a big set of cannolis for that.
Yeah, not too arrogant, huh? Not too arrogant. I'm the only guy who could have three terms. Nobody's as good as me. Oh, don't get me started.
Very good. So, what's going on with 53rd Street? Any, with all the cuts, anything going on over there? Anything newer?
Well, just like everywhere else, it's do more with less, do more with less. But we started that diet back in the year 2000, doing more with less. And now it's coming on 11 years later, and we're barely scraping by. And it's going to come to a head. We're just about getting ready to start sliding down that slippery slope that led us into the 80s. And I hope it doesn't go that way.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We need to meet you on the roof. Known as the Fred Maintenance. It took 10 years to put everything back the way it was when everything worked itself into the ground.
I mean, we did so good for so long, so they're just riding on those laurels right now. But things are deteriorating very quickly.
Yeah, people don't understand. When you're dealing with heavy, heavy metal, that lasts a long time. When you're dealing with electronics, it does not last a long, long time.
Yeah, and you know, you hope it doesn't come down to a disaster to find that out. You hope you can find that out beforehand, before disaster strikes. So, you know, we're doing the best that we can. I take my hat off every day to the guys that I got, because they really put out, You see these things on the news and stuff, and it just makes me so angry. If they only knew what we were under there, what we were working under there, and the dedication that these guys have is unbelievable. So it just burns me up when I see those news reports.
I know exactly what you're saying. And people take things for granted. They go, they pay their fare, they expect a train to come there, which is only natural because that's the way things are when the trains don't come. But they don't understand the infrastructure and the things that go behind it. It's not just as easy as taking a train and putting another train right behind it. It's the infrastructure and the logistics that go through all of that just to have that train pull into the station.
Had that train pull into the 100-year-old station in Canada. Canada don't remember that part, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I'm just going to have a little nash or something, and I guess, unless somebody else would like to join, put something new in, I'll put this thing to rest.
Very good, Abe. Always a pleasure. I got a little frog in my throat starting here, so I'm going to go and get myself a cup of tea. This is KF2WR for the K2IRT group. operated this machine for the letting us burn their electrons. Thank you very much. And with that, Abe, you can tie a ribbon on it. KF2WR73.
We will be back again next week at 8 o'clock, T2IRT. Radio Club, New York City Transit, anybody would like, just feel free to join in, and whatever you would like, we can talk about from A to Z. WB2PQR will be clear, and QRT.